Me too. This is an SOS distress call from the mining ship Red Dwarf. The crew are dead, killed by a radiation leak. The only survivors were Dave Lister, who was in suspended animation at the time of the disaster, and his pregnant cat, who was safely sealed in the hold. Revived 3 million years later, Lister's only companions are a lifeform who evolved from his cat and Arnold Rimmer, a hologram simulation of one of the dead crew. These got enough food to last 3,000 years, but we've only got one after 8 men left, and everyone's too polite to take it. Sleeping quarters. Lister is looking over a bookshelf.
Astronavigation and invisible numbers made simple. That's Rimmer's.
Tosses the book into a trunk and looks back at the shelf.
Ah, ha! The pop-up Kamasutra Zero Gravity Edition. That's mine.
Sticks the book under his pillow, turns back to the shelf, and finds the videotape.
Arnold J. Rimmer. A tribute. What's this?
Rimmer walks in. Editor's note, we are using one tone, that is a... to represent the first Rimmer. Two tones will be the second.
It's a video of my death. You videoed your death? Holy gibbet for me. You're very strange, Rimmer. What's so strange? You have videos of weddings and births. So, what, do you have other people around? Give them sherry and invite them to watch you snuff it. Lister, my death is one of the most important things that ever happened to me. Just stick it in the trunk and shut up.
He tosses the tape into the trunk.
Weird.
Rimmer is now pointing to music and sports posters tacked up over Lister's bunk.
What about these posters? They're mine. I know, but the blue tech is mine. You want to take the blue tech? Well, it is mine. I did pay for it with my money. Oh, there's one of your old toenail clippings under the bed. I'll put that in too, shall I?
Lister, this is one of the best decisions I ever made. No more you and your stupid, annoying face. No more you and your stupid, annoying habits.
Me? What did I do?
You hummed. Maliciously and persistently for 2 years. Every time I sat down to do some revision.
Hang on, are you saying you never became an officer because you shared your quarters with someone who hummed?
Obviously not just that, Lister. Everything. Everything you ever did was designed to hold me back and annoy me.
Like what?
Like using my mother's photograph as an ashtray.
I didn't know. I thought it was a souvenir from Titan Zoo.
Exchanging the symbols on my revision timetable so instead of taking my engineering finals, I went swimming.
The symbols fell off. I thought I put them back in the right place.
Swapping my toothpaste for a tube of contraceptive jelly.
Come on, that was a joke.
Yes, Lister, the same kind of joke as putting my name down on the waiting list for experimental pile surgery.
It's not only one way, Rimmer. You're hardly Mr. Nice Guy. Mr. Easy to live with.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about playing your self-hypnosis tapes all through the night. Learn Esperanto while you sleep. Learn quantum theory while you sleep.
We both got the same benefit.
Yeah, neither of us got any sleep. And what about the time you tied me hair to the bedpost and then sounded the fire alarm?
Lister, I did that because I was sick of you annoying me. I don't have to explain it.
I nearly needed brain surgery.
What brains? The point is you've always stopped me being successful. That's a scientific fact.
Rimmer, you can't blame me for your lousy life.
Oh, yes, I can.
See? It's always the same. You never had the right pen for your GE drawing. Your dividers don't stretch far enough.
Well, they don't.
See? In the end you can turn around and say, I'm sorry I buggered up my life, it's all Lister's fault.
Well, I'm not, am I? I'm moving out. Out of Slav City and into Successville.
What, you mean next door?
It's not the place, Lister. It's the company. I'm about to share my life with someone who will give me encouragement and understanding, the thrust and parry of meaningful conversation.
Another Rimmer, Rimmer 2, sticks his head in the door.
Everything tickety-boo. Absolutely, Mr. Rimmer. I'll be along lickety-split. Carry on.
Rimmer and Rimmer 2 both give each other a full Rimmer salute. Rimmer 2 leaves.
What a guy. I just don't know why I didn't think of this before. A duplicate me.
Yeah, yeah.
He picks up a painting.
Carry this for ya.
Be very careful with that. It's an antique. It's absolutely priceless.
Lister turns the painting round to get a look at it and we see that it's one of those really cheesy cute dog paintings. Lister carries the painting out of the door.
Oh, man.
Mockingly.
Tickety-boo. Lickety-split. God, meaningful conversation.
Lister walks along corridor 159 from his door to the door next to it and reads the name plaque on the door.
Second Technician Arnold J. Rimmer and Second Technician Arnold J. Rimmer.
He shakes his head and activates the door opening panel. Lister carries the painting into the Rimmer's sleeping quarters. The room is symmetrical with a tidy little bunk on each side of the room, a desk in the middle, and posters with geometric patterns on the wall.
Ah, Lister. Be very careful with that. It's an antique. It's absolutely priceless. Gosh, I just said that. Did you, really? That's incredible. What a lovely story.
The two Rimmers laugh as Lister points to a sign on the wall.
Why have you got no smoking signs up when neither of you smoke?
Because there are no smoking signs and we happen to think they look rather striking.
Lister spots newspaper cuttings on the door and asks,
Whoa ho ho, what's all this?
He begins to read the headlines.
Arnold talks with us. I owe it all to Rimmer. Arnie does it best. This is very funny stuff.
Just go.
Because your name's Arnold Rimmer and even though these headlines are about other people, you've cut them up and put them on the wall so people will think they're about you.
Shoo, shoo, shoo. Look, go on, out.
This job's going to keep me laughing all through the winter.
Lister, we don't have to take this anymore. We don't have to put up with your snitty remarks, your total sloppiness, your socks that set off the sprinkler system. Make it our quarters.
To Rimmer.
Bye-bye, Rimmer. No, wait.
To Rimmer.
Bye-bye.
To Rimmer 2.
Bye-bye.
To Rimmer.
Rimmer.
To Rimmer 2.
Rimmer.
He heads out of the room as Rimmer and his counterpart both say,
Good.
Corridor 147. The cat dances along.
Ow. I'm looking good today. If I looked any better, I'd be illegal.
He pulls out a megaphone and speaks into it.
Hello, hello, testing, testing, me. Attention, all lady cats, I am feeling very, very sexy. Can you hear me, lady cats? My body is available. Please form a queue. No squabbling. This is your lucky day.
Lister's sleeping quarters. Lister engages on a spurt of what would have normally annoyed Rimmer a lot, starting off by going,
ecstasy. We're talking mega ecstasy bliss. I can hum as loud as I like, as long as I like. I'm a free man.
He looks at the hamper.
And you see those socks? See 'em?
He dumps the contents of the hamper out onto the floor.
They're going right where they belong, all over the floor, where any self-respecting bachelor would keep 'em. I can have the bottom bunk, the big bunk.
He hops into the bottom bunk and kicks his feet around joyously. He hops back out and grabs the shampoo bottle from the sink.
I'm gonna leave the top of the shampoo off.
Takes off the top of the shampoo bottle.
I'm going to squeeze the toothpaste right from the middle.
Opens the toothpaste and squeezes a lot of it into the air.
In fact, I'm gonna do all the things that drove him bonkers. I'm gonna crack me knuckles.
He cracks his knuckles.
I'm gonna grind me teeth.
He grinds his teeth.
I'm gonna live for a change.
Lister leaps into a handstand, landing with his face right near the dirty socks on the floor.
Ugh, smacking hell.
He picks up the socks and puts them back in the hamper, coughing.
What's this? Video of Rimmer's death? Holly, get us some popcorn. Put the video on for us, would ya?
Well, I can just about manage that, I suppose. Lister pulls a stool up to the monitor over the sink as a scooter rolls up with a box of popcorn. On the monitor the words, A Tribute to Arnold J. Rimmer, BSC, SSC appear, accompanied by dramatic music.
BSC, SSC? What's that?
Bronze Swimming Certificate and Silver Swimming Certificate. He was a total lunatic.
On the video, Rimmer speaks as Lister listens.
Hello. This video pays homage to a man who fell short of greatness by a net swing. Before we see a digitalized recording of his final moments, there's going to be a lengthy tribute interspersed with poetry readings, read by me.
Whoa, Paul. Spin on.
The video fast forwards.
Okay, Paul. Put it in motion.
The video continues.
And if it hadn't been for those people who kept dragging him down, pulling him back.
Spin on.
The video fast forwards and continues.
If you put Napoleon in quarters with Lister, he'd still be in Corsica, peeling spuds.
Lister is getting a little annoyed as he demands.
Spin on.
The video fast forwards and continues.
We see the final moments of Arnold J. Rimmer.
Yes.
On the video, Captain Hollister is in the dry room yelling at Rimmer who is standing at attention. A few officers stand in the background.
The following conversation takes place on screen, starting off with Captain Hollister saying,
"Look, it was your job to fix it, Rimmer. You can't do sloppy work on a dry plate."
"I know, sir, and I accept full responsibility for any consequences."
He executes a full Rimmer salute. A blinding white light glares and everyone is blown across the room by a tremendous wind. Still on screen, Holly decides to pitch in, realizing that something is going on.
"Emergency. There's an emergency going on. Will Arnold J. Rimmer please hurry to White Corridor 159? This is an emergency announcement."
Rimmer is thrown against a wall, screaming,
"I.A.R. Gazpacho Soup."
Rimmer is blown out of shot until only his arm is visible, which falls into the shattered remains of a snow flurry paperweight.
Off.
The video stops.
Gazpacho Soup? Why were his last words Gazpacho Soup?
Before Holly, the toaster, or the lavatory, heaven forbid, have a chance to answer, the cat enters on the prowl.
"Attention lady cats. Central emergency. Good love and eat it bad."
He spins around.
Ooh-ooh-ow.
To Lister.
"Hey, no girls here. What a waste of a good move. It's a shame. I'm looking so dangerous, too. Wow. Yeah-yeah. Yeah-yeah-yeah."
"Cat, what are you doing?"
"I'm courting."
"Courting who?"
"Whoever shows up."
"I told you before. There's no other cats on board."
"If I believed that for 1 minute, I'd go crazy."
As he's dancing out.
"Ah, ooh, ow. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah."
Rimmer's quarters. The two Rimmers are exercising by squatting, then leaping high into the air, throwing their arms above them. Looks like over-exuberant jumping jacks.
"Up, up, up. Stretch, stretch, stretch. Stretch further."
Rimmer the first stops jumping.
"And rest." "No. Keep jumping."
Rimmer jumps up and begins imitating his double once again.
"Absolutely. Keep on going. Through the pain barrier. Jump, jump, jump."
"Stopping."
"And rest." "What are you doing, man?"
"I'm resting.
It's going all gray."
The second Rimmer is jumping as though the ground under his feet will explode if he stays there for long.
"That's the pain barrier.
Beat it."
Rimmer one begins jumping again, somewhat awkwardly.
"You're right. You're absolutely right. Keep it going."
Finally, the bomb seems to have been dealt with as the second Rimmer stops.
"And rest."
Rimmer collapses.
"Brilliant.
That extra little bit. That's what it's all about. What time do we get up?" "Oh, early. 8:30. No, earlier than that. 7. How about 6? No, 4:30. That's the middle of the night. You wanted driving. I'm driving you. You're absolutely right. Holly, alarm call 4:30 in the morning. Make it the sonic boom, extra loud, emergency one."
"Yes, Arnold. And Arnold."
Rimmer starts to crawl into bed.
What are you doing, Arnold?" "I'm going to bed, Arnold. But it's 2 in the morning. We can get in a couple hours of revision easily. But I'm getting up in a minute. You take chorus circuits and Esperanto. I'll take thermal energy and the history of philosophy."
Rimmer leaps out of bed enthusiastically.
"Fantastic. This is what I've always dreamed of. I'm in heaven. Better than sex."
View of Red Dwarf from space. "Good morning. It is 4:30. Here is your early morning alarm call."
A huge blast made of warbles, barks, whistles, and sirens shakes the ship. Corridor 149, outside Lister's quarters. Rimmer is directing the scudders and painting the walls.
"That's it. Smooth and even. Up and down."
Lister walks out of his quarters.
"Ah, Lister. Bon Mignon. Didn't wake you, I trust."
"No, I haven't been to bed yet."
"But it's 5:05 in the morning. It's practically lunchtime."
"What are you doing?"
"It's called work, Lister. I didn't think you'd recognize it. W-O-R-K. It is in the dictionary."
To the scudders.
"Come on, paint. Paint, paint, paint."
"But why are they painting the color the same color it was before?"
"They're changing it from ocean gray to military gray. Something that should have been done a long time ago."
"Looks exactly the same to me."
"No, no, no, no."
Rimmer points to a section of the wall.
"That's the new military gray bit there."
He points to an identical section of wall.
"And that's the dubby, old, nasty ocean gray bit there. Or is it the other way around?"
"It doesn't matter, Rimmer. It looks very nice. So how's Mrs. Rimmer?"
"Tee hee, hobble, ha. Why don't you just get back into your cesspit, or you won't have the energy for a full day's slob."
"I just wondered what you talked about and that, you know."
"Millions of things, Lister. Apart from being a complete genius, that man happens to be a total delight. Has me in stitches all the time.
What? I mean, he knows everything you know and you know everything he knows. So what do you talk about?
We reminisce, chew over old times, past glories, old girlfriends.
Oh, you mean Von MacGruber?
Don't say Von MacGruber as if she's the only one.
Oh, go on, then. Name one other girlfriend, then.
Lister, I'm far, 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 far too much of a gentleman to stoop to that kind of joyeux mentality. All you need to know about Von MacGruber is, I gave her one.
He makes a fist and punches his arm into the air, grabbing his bicep with his other hand in the age-old pointing gesture.
Fine, Rimmer, that's nice. Very nice. Very, very nice. So, what's gazpacho soup?
Rimmer is dumbstruck, more or less lost for words.
What?
It's just that they were your last words and I wondered why.
You've been watching my death video, haven't you? That's private. It's for my enjoyment only.
It just seemed like such a strange thing to say. Gazpacho soup.
Well, I'm sorry I didn't have time to bash out a speech in iambic pentameter. I was hit in the face by an atomic explosion.
But why gazpacho soup?
That, Lister, is something that you will never ever know.
Arnold, you asked me to remind you when it was time for your Esperanto revision.
Thank you, Holly.
To the Scudders.
You too, carry on.
Rimmer's quarters. Lister sneaks in. No sign of the Rimmers. Lister goes over to the bookshelf on the desk. Lister pulls a large book from the shelf.
A Tazee of Red Dwarf. Ha, 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 ha.
He opens the book and finds the smaller book hidden in a hole cut into the original large book.
I thought so.
Lister puts the dictionary back and reads the small book.
My diary, by Arnold J. Rimmer. January the 1st, I have decided to keep a journal of my thoughts and deeds over the coming year, a daily chart of my progress through the echelons of command, so that perhaps one day, other aspiring officers may seek enlightenment through these pages. It is my fond hope that, one day, this journal will take its place alongside Napoleon's war diaries and the memories of Julius Caesar. Next entry.
Lister flips the pages of the diary.
July the 17th, Auntie Maggie's birthday. November the 25th, Gazpacho Soup Day. That's 6 weeks before the crew got wiped out.
The closet door opens and the cat climbs out.
Ha! You won't find that one. Not until he changes his boots.
He sees Lister.
Oh!
The cat holds a hand up to hide his face and he heads for the door.
Did you see him clearly? Could you spot him in a parade? I don't think so. That could have been anybody.
He leaves. Lister's quarters. Lister is blowing a large bubble with bubble gum. Once he's satisfied, he holds up a spanner and ruler to measure it, then pulls the gum out his mouth with the bubble intact and still attached.
10¾ centimeters. +5 for not breaking, and that is a big, big score. The Browns going to have to do something quite sensational with their last bubble. Quite clearly.
He puts new gum in his mouth.
Busy, Dave?
Lister spits his gum across the room in surprise.
Well, yeah, I am, actually.
Oh, then you won't want to know about the 2 super light speed fighters that are tracking us.
What?
I'll leave you to your bubble blowing, mate.
No, Holly. Paul. Come on.
They're from Earth.
That's 3 million years away.
They're from the Norwood Federation.
What's that?
Northwestern Electricity Board. They want you, Dave.
Me? Why? What for?
For your crimes against humanity.
You what?
Seems when you left Earth 3 million years ago, you left 2 half-eaten German sausages on a plate in your kitchen.
Did I?
You know what happens to sausages left unattended for 3 million years?
Yeah, they go all moody.
Your sausages, Dave, now cover 7/8 of the Earth's surface. Also, you left £7.15 in your bank account. Thanks to compound interest, you now own 98% of all the world's wealth. And because you hoarded it for 3 million years, nobody's got any money except for you and Norwood.
Why Norwood?
You left a light on in the bathroom. I've got a final demand here for £180 billion.
£180 billion? You're kidding.
April Fool.
But it's not April.
Yeah, I know. But I can't be waiting 6 months with a red hot shape like that underneath me hat.
So you just made it all up, then?
Yeah. Bit of excitement for a while, wasn't it? You can't beat a good wheeze. Ha hoo hoo.
I don't need a good wheeze. You can do your own excitement for yourself.
Lister overhears the 2 Rimmers peeking through the wall.
No, you can't. You haven't got a clue. You're useless.
Lister hears this remark and tells Holly to
shh. Shut up. I make you vomit.
To Holly.
What's that?
Through the wall.
Keep your voice down.
Rimmer's quarters. Rimmer 2 is in bed. Rimmer stands facing him. Rimmer is obviously hurt.
I'm not gonna stand here and take this abuse. Oh, yes, when the going gets tough go and have a little cry in the corner. You got a sponge for a backbone. No wonder father hated you. That's a lie. A lie, 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 lie. Then why didn't he send you to the academy? He couldn't afford it. Oh, he sent all our brothers. You're a filthy, smacking liar. Face facts, man, nobody likes you. Not even Mummy. Mummy did like me. Mummy was just busy. She had a lot of meetings to go to.
Twaddle.
You better watch what you say about my mummy. I'm a grown man and I'm not going to accept it.
Rimmer 2 loses it completely and bellows.
Oh, grow up, Mr. Gazpacho.
Rimmer is stunned, more so than when Lister said it. Quietly, he asks,
Mr. What?
Rimmer 2 is still yelling.
I said, Mr. Gazpacho. Deafy.
Rimmer is in tears.
That is the most obscenely hurtful thing. Good.
Lister's quarters. Lister is standing at the door, trying to listen to the rumors. The rumors are heard from their quarters.
That is the straw that broke the dromedary, that is. You're finished, Rimmer.
Rimmer 2 snarls as he retorts.
No, you're finished, Rimmer.
Lister sees Rimmer leave his own quarters. Lister runs back to the top bunk and pretends he was reading a book. Rimmer walks in sadly.
Ah, Lister, how are you?
Oh, tickety-doo. What do you want?
I don't suppose you've managed to get that blue tack together for me, have you?
Rimmer, it's 3 a.m.
It doesn't matter. It can wait till the morning.
He heads for the bottom bunk.
I'm just gonna sleep here, okay? So, when you're ready.
Everything alright, is it?
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah, sure.
No problems, then?
No. No, no. Things couldn't be hunky-dorier.
It's just, I thought I heard, raised voices.
Heh, it's quite an amusing thought, isn't it? Having a blazing row with yourself.
The second Rimmer is yelling from his quarters.
Hit the wall. Yeah, hit the wall.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rimmer 2 is directing the scutters to hit the adjoining wall for him. Rimmer in Lister's quarters shouts through the wall at his wall-attacking hologram double.
Can you shut up, Rimmer? Some of us are trying to sleep.
Rimmer turns to Lister.
Obviously, we have professional disagreements. But, I mean, nothing with any side to it. Nothing malicious.
Rimmer 2 yells back through the wall.
Shut up, you dead git. Excuse me a second, Lister, will you?
Rimmer walks calmly to the door.
Stop your foul whining, you filthy piece of distended rectum.
He turns back.
Lister, there's no point in concealing it anymore. Rimmer and me, we've had a bit of a tiff. Nothing major. But it goes without saying, it was his fault.
The cinema. The cat and Lister are sitting together. Lister has a cigarette, popcorn, a soda, and other mystery foods that if we knew about we'd probably regret. On the screen, an announcer says,
Fire from Earth, deep into the heart of the solar system, and you fancy a curry? Then why not drop in at the Titan Taj Mahal Indian restaurant? Enjoy the finest tandoori cuisine at 1/5 gravity. Just a short spacewalk from this cinema.
The cat turns to Lister.
Shut up.
Look, will you stop doing that?
I'm trying to watch the film.
I'm only eating.
No, eating's when the food goes in your mouth.
Rimmer enters.
Morning.
Yeah.
Rimmer takes a seat beside Lister.
What's on?
Orson Welles. Citizen Kane.
There's no smoking on this side. You should be sitting over there.
Nobody's complaining.
Yes, they are. I am. So would you kindly move to the proper designated smoking area for the convenience of other patrons?
Lister blows smoke in Rimmer's face.
I thought you hate films, don't you?
No, it's for the film course at night school. Citizen Kane, that's Orson Welles, is it?
The film is a cartoon with a large cat firing a machine gun.
Ah, that's Citizen Kane, all right. Unmistakable.
Why are you here? Where's your wife?
Don't ask me. He's nothing to do with me anymore. Last time I saw him, he was redoing my paintwork. Changing it from military gray back to ocean gray. He's quite, quite mad.
Rimmer 2 enters.
Lister. Cat.
He sits directly in front of Rimmer. Rimmer talks to Rimmer 2.
Excuse me, I can't see. Excuse me, I can't see through the back of your stupid, curly-haired, sticky-out-eared head.
I'm trying to watch the film.
Yeah.
Move.
Look, I just happened to choose a seat at random. If you're unhappy with your seat, I suggest you move. Right.
He stands up.
Now, where shall I sit? Over here or over there? No, that's a nice seat.
Sits directly in front of Rimmer too.
Look at this, Mr. Maturity.
He stands up and sits in front of Rimmer in the front row.
Will you two guys just grow up?
Two. I think there's just one mature person around here and we all know who it is.
Rimmer and Rimmer 2 point at each other. A shadow of a Rimmer 2's hand as a shadow puppet comes up on the screen. Rimmer 2 ventriloquists as the shadow puppet speaks.
Hello. What do you think of Arnold Rimmer?
He goes.
This can't go on. One of you's gotta go.
Rimmer and Rimmer 2 point at each other and say,
yes, him. Look, it's crystals making clear which one of us has gotta go. Yes, you. Look, I was here first. I nursed Listy through those early, delicate days. Look, we are identical. We're exactly the same person. Only you're mentally unstable.
Lister begins pointing at the Rimmers as in the one potato, two potato sort of choosing method.
Itty bitty, my spaceshipy, on a course so true, past Neptune and Pluto's moon, the one I choose is you.
He ends on Rimmer.
Excellent. Excellent decision, Listy. Turn him off. And the one you end on is the one who stays, yes.
Lister speaks firmly to Rimmer.
It's you, Rimmer.
Wait a minute. Just wait a minute. Hold your horses. Hang on.
It's your own fault, Rimmer. If y'all have given me Kachansky's hologram, none of this would have happened. You made the bet, you lie in it. Dry room. 10 minutes.
Dry room. 5 minutes. I don't believe it. I've been itty-bitty to death.
The dry room. Lister, the cat, and Rimmer 2 are in the dry room. Lister talks to the second Rimmer.
I want you out.
What have I said?
Just out.
There's precious little entertainment on this ship. I mean, if you can't attend the odd execution, what have you got left?
Out. Go on.
As Rimmer 2 leaves, he passes Rimmer who is in full dress uniform. Stopping, he says,
don't forget to write, you great Nancy.
He leaves.
Lister.
Fancy a drink?
Notices the 4 medals on Rimmer's jacket.
Ooh. I didn't know you had any medals. What are they?
3 years long service, 6 years long service, 9 years long service, 12 years long service.
Come on, just one drink.
I'll have a whiskey.
Holly, give him a whiskey.
How would you like it?
Straight. With ice and lemonade, a cherry and a slice of lemon.
Rimmer flinches as he experiences the invisible drink.
Another.
Rimmer nods. He flinches.
And another.
Flinches.
And another. Make it a double.
He flinches once again as Lister takes a seat.
So, what's all this gazpacho soup business? What's it all about?
I suppose now I'm doomed, I can tell you. Gazpacho soup. It was the greatest night of my life. I'd been invited to the captain's table. I'd only been with the company 14 years. 6 officers and me. They called me Arnold. We had gazpacho soup for starters. I didn't know gazpacho soup was meant to be served cold. I called over the chef and I told him to take it away and bring it back hot.
He did.
The looks on their faces still haunt me today.
Rimmer is crying now.
I thought they were laughing at the chef, when all the time, they were laughing at me as I ate my piping hot gazpacho soup. I never ate at the captain's table again. That was the end of my career.
Oh, come on. Anyone could have made that mistake.
If only they'd have mentioned it in basic training. Instead of climbing up and down ropes and crawling on your elbows through tunnels. If only, just once, they'd said, gazpacho soup is served cold, I could have been an admiral by now. Instead of a nothing, which is what I am, let's face it.
Aw, come on. You're not a nothing.
He is. To the cat.
You're right.
I know I'm right.
I never got off the bottom rung. And do you know why? Because I didn't have the right knobby parents. I bet Tosinter was fed gazpacho soup the moment he was on solids. No, I bet he was breastfed with it.
He gestures to where breasts would be and were in pounds of power, so his position is quite accurate.
One side gazpacho soup and the other side really dispensing chilled champagne.
Is this gonna go on all day? I thought he was gonna get wiped.
Yes, go on. Turn me off. Go on. Turn me off. Get rid of me.
I've already done it. I wiped the other one.
He grins infuriatingly.
What? You wiped? When?
When you came in.
And you let me stand here and bare my soul?
Yeah. You see, I wanted to find out about gazpacho soup and I knew you wouldn't tell me.
Well, of course, I wouldn't tell you. You'd make my life a hell with gazpacho soup jokes for the rest of my life.
Rimmer, I promise, I swear I will never, ever mention this conversation again. And when I swear, I mean it.
You promise?
I promise.
Crosses himself and makes a Boy Scout salute.
Do you swear absolutely?
I swear absolutely that I promise that I will never mention gazpacho soup again.
Again crosses himself and makes a Boy Scout salute.
All right. You're a bit of a slob, Lister, you know, but when it comes down to it, you keep your word. This time I'm gonna believe you. Let's go for another drink.
Rimmer, Lister, and the cat head out the door.
Super.
Rimmer glares at him. The end. Well, I hope the tones weren't too confusing, that the episode was a good one and that you enjoyed it. It's taken me over 3 hours, that's about 3 hours and 10 minutes to convert this one for one reason and another. Justin, who does our MP3 files, you're cool, and he's doing music now. Brilliant or what, Well, that's it for now and that's it for Red Dwarf, Season 1. Season 2, Episode 1 called Crichton will be released on Friday, the 21st of March. Until then, live with yourselves.